This is your tech news briefing for Wednesday, December 4th. I'm Kateri Yoakum from the newsroom of The Wall Street Journal in New York. Facial recognition software has been a huge flashpoint lately in the U.S. and Europe. The criticism has been mostly focused on the use of the software by the government or police. But in the UK, companies and businesses have been buying in. We'll speak to our reporter Parmi Olsen in London about that in just a bit. But first, let's check some headlines. France has introduced a 3% tax on major tech companies' revenue, including on companies based in the U.S. Now, France and the U.S. are escalating a transatlantic tit-for-tat on trade. President Trump argues that the new French law unfairly targets companies like Apple and Google. Here he is speaking to reporters ahead of the NATO summit in London on Tuesday.
Emmanuel had an idea. Let's tax those companies. Well, they're American companies. I'm not going to let people take advantage of American companies, because if anyone's going to take advantage of the American companies, it's going to be us. It's not going to be France.
Earlier this week, the Trump administration proposed retaliatory tariffs of up to 100% on French champagne, cheese, and other goods. France said on Tuesday that they're ready to retaliate and that the EU is behind them. Sprint has been overcounting its subscriber numbers for Lifeline. That's the government-subsidized program that offers affordable cell service to low-income Americans. Carriers get $9.25 in subsidies for each plan. All in all, an FCC regulator said Sprint improperly collected tens of millions of dollars in federal subsidies. The wireless carrier has said the problem traced back to a 2017 coding error, but documents obtained by The Wall Street Journal reveal the issues have been going on for years before. Sprint is now facing a potential settlement with the FCC. The FBI is warning that some Russian-made software could pose a counterintelligence threat and put Americans' private data at risk. Among those that made the list, the viral hit FaceApp. That's the one that lets users alter pictures so they appeared older or younger. When it first became popular in July, Senator Chuck Schumer and the Democratic National Committee pushed the FBI and the FTC to investigate possible privacy violations. In a letter that Senator Schumer released Monday, the FBI says the Russian government can remotely access all communications and servers on Russian networks without getting the go-ahead from internet service providers. And Google co-founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin are stepping down as the CEOs of Alphabet, the parent company of Google, Waymo, and others. In a blog post, Page and Brin said it was time to simplify their management structure, and Google CEO Sundar Pichai will take over the top spot at Alphabet in addition to his current role. If Google was a person, they wrote, it would be, quote, a young adult of 21, and it would be time to leave the roost. Surveillance cameras and facial recognition software. In the U.S. and a lot of other countries, privacy advocates have been pushing back against this technology, especially when it's been used by governments. In the U.K., a lot of companies already use CCTV, but now they're also starting to buy into facial recognition software. Here to explain more is our reporter Parmi Olsen. Parmi, tell me what's going on there.
Yeah, so basically the UK is kind of a unique country in the sense that it is one of the most heavily surveilled citizenries outside of China. And a lot of this is just because of what police and the government here have tried to do to keep people safe. There's a history to this. This is the IRA attacks decades ago kind of created this sense that we needed that kind of system to keep people safe. And more recently, augmenting these cameras, there's millions of them across the country here, with facial recognition technology is a new way to conduct surveillance on a network that's already there. According to the latest and most widely used statistics, there's 6 million surveillance cameras in the UK. That was a stat from 2013. It's now closer to about 10 million. So the density per capita, it's about 10 cameras per person. So we've got high density of video surveillance cameras here in the UK. And the thing that's kind of happening now is that actually a lot of businesses are now utilizing facial recognition through the cameras that are already there, particularly casinos, retailers to some extent. And some landlords are also using them to try and identify the people who are entering their premises.
We know that the EU, and right now at least the UK still belongs to the EU, has very strict privacy laws and has been really pushing back against a lot of this software. So how does that kind of pair up?
That's a great question. It turns out that actually when it comes to collecting biometric data, as it's legally called, or face data, you need to show that there is a, quote, substantial public interest in collecting and using that data under GDPR. Now, when a retailer does face matching with this kind of technology, their argument is, well, we're keeping our premises safe. And so that is part of our substantial public interest that we're addressing. We're stopping thieves, we're stopping abuse of our staff. And that is how they are able to legitimately use this kind of technology. But the interesting twist on that is that although that is their primary purpose, some of these retailers that are using certain systems like facial recognition systems, in addition to the security use, they're also using these systems for marketing purposes or to rather collect information about the customers who come in, including things like gender and ethnicity.
Has there been any pushback to this?
Yeah, this is definitely an issue that has worried privacy and civil liberties campaigners here in the UK. Some members of parliament have been saying that there should be a moratorium on facial recognition, meaning that the technology just should not be used full stop. But till now, actually, a lot of the concern has been around how police use this type of technology, and not a lot of attention has been paid to how businesses are using the technology, even though in the last year, there's actually been, from what I've heard from speaking to people in the industry and to regulators, there's been a reining in of facial recognition by police here and a ramping up of the technology by businesses.
I think that's really interesting, especially when we look at China, because that's where a lot of the focus on this technology has been, and the way and the questions that have arisen around how much access the government will have to this facial recognition software being used in the public. Is that part of the conversation there? Are police not using it as much, but relying on the fact that businesses will?
I think that's definitely part of the conversation. You can't help but look to China and see how this kind of technology is being used to classify, for example, the Uyghur population and ethnic minorities. I mean, that's really concerning to people here in the UK. Where it really does go here, I think, is such an open question. I don't think that privacy campaigners necessarily think we would go the way of China, but this kind of unfettered use of facial recognition technology under the guise of GDPR are seemingly legitimately, I think that's just a general concern. Where it leads and how people misuse it, I think, is still an open question.
Parmi Olsen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And that was your tech news briefing. I'm Kateri Yoakum from The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.